He's learning for the Nishras of Chaim Luz Rishai Moshe and the Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Zeri Yisrael Benachem and Moshe Vizchus for Shlomo Chaim Moshe Malkum and Brachma Sar Malkum and Kitzchef Hegudina and it's Chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Rishai and Gimel. We are in the middle of Sif Dal. Now the beginning of Sif Dal, what we said was that if somebody goes ahead and wants to make Kiddush for somebody else, even though they themselves are not eating, but the other person is being Yaitza, we're able to do it. We discussed whether or not you should whether or not you should do it as a lechatchila, or if only if the other person does not know how to make kiddush, or you can do it even if a person does know how to make kiddush. That's what we discussed. So let's go a little bit more in the machaber in the second line. We may have done that already. We'll read it again. I'm not sure. But afagav the birchas hayayin eina yachal lahotzi acher meina hanemayim. Generally, when you make a birchas hanehana, I cannot be moitzi you of not ningus. If you want a cup of wine and I don't want a cup of wine, I can't make the bayer priyagafen for you. Cave in the high bayer priyagafen who choyva la kiddush. This is not a viewed as a typical birchas hanehanim. It is a part of the kiddush. Kiddush hayayim dami. It's as is. The Kiddush Hayom, the Yachal Atziim Afapish Einan Ahanis. Even though I'm not drinking any wine at all, I am able to be Meitza other people with this. Says the Rama, Vafilu B'Kiddush Hayom B'Shacharis Mutalasis Kain. You can do this in the morning by Shacharis as well. Now, what's the Kiddush over here? Why is it even a bigger Kiddush man by night? Because the whole Kiddush Hayom is really Bar Priyagafen, right? That's the entire Kiddush. The Alkin Berach is not really part of Kiddush. The Kiddush is, the whole Kiddush is Bar Priyagafen. So I would think maybe it's different. If I'm not drinking, I can't be Meitzah someone else. No, you are, could over here be Meitzah. Now, Mechaber continues, as we mentioned yesterday, when should I be Meitzah someone else with Kiddush, even though I'm not drinking now? And the other person does not know how to make a bracha. Now, if I did not make Kiddush, Yizdar Shalai Yitamimim, Shalai Litamach, Yikajim Karim Sudasai. If I am making Kiddush for you, and I have no intention of being Yaitza with this Kiddush, okay, because I have no intention of eating now, I can't take a piece of cantaloupe from the table because I didn't hear Kiddush yet. I can't take a drink. It's the same line of reasoning we had till now. I'm only Yaitza Kiddush, okay, if I am also. Making if I'm also having Kiddush for Makom Suda. So if I make Kiddush for you and you have a Mezainis, okay, great. But if I don't eat anything, all I want to have is something that's not Suda, I wasn't Yaitzi Kiddush yet. I had a right to make Kiddush because I was being Maitzi somebody else, but I was not Maitzi Kiddush and therefore I am not allowed to even taste anything. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Vafilu, we said as follows. The Ruma said that even on Kiddush of Shabbos morning. Right, Suleiman, what's he telling us? After Shom Kol HaKiddush, as we explained outside, Kol HaKiddush, Hirak, Bayer Priyagafen Levad, the entirety of the Kiddush is Bayer Priyagafen, Mikol Makam Kevin Dehi Mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah, Vikarei Niskan Shaloi B'Shvil Hanah, the reason that we make Kiddush to Bayer Priyagafen in the morning is not so we should have Hanah from wine, Ela Mitzvah Olav Kishar Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah me to make Kiddush, we don't view it as a birchas anhenim, but we view it as a birchas amitzah. Ki kiddush alayla, no different than the night kiddush. Well, like dami lebirchas amitzah, here's very interesting. We just said that if I can, in theory, walk into your house and you say to me, Avrami, I don't want to make the bracha. You make the bracha, be mitzah me kiddush, and I'm going to drink. And technically, I can do it. We said it's really lechatchila. I shouldn't do that. If you know how to make a bracha, you should make the bracha yourself. But I could do that. Right, so we said sometimes the women don't want to hear Kiddush. Oh, I go to somebody's house, they're there, and they need to hear Kiddush. No problem, I'm not eating now, I'm going to eat when I get home. I'm going to make you Kiddush, okay? I'm allowed to do it. Now, however, Bichas HaMaitzi, I can't do it. Why? Why is Kiddush different? So Kiddush, we explained, the Kiddush is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to make Kiddush, so therefore we don't view it as Bichas HaNehana, but we view it as a Bichas HaMitzvah. But what about HaMaitzi? How does that play out? Okay, so says the Mishnah Berurah, very important. I can't come to your house and say, okay, I'm going to make the ha'moitzi on lecha mishnah and cut it up so everybody here can eat, and then I'm going to go home and make ha'moitzi again. I'm not being moitzi. I'm only being moitzi you the same way I can be moitzi kiddush. Why? Well, like dami lebrichas ha'moitzi on Shabbos, a kol shalosh sudas from all three meals, the ena moitzi main oichem moim, which I cannot. We treat that as a brichas and a hanim. The afshem chayiv, right? Even though there is a chiyuv to make the ha'moitzi, ena chayiv alav mitshum mitzvah. It's not be'etzem a mitzvah. El kadeshi hanim is sudas Shabbos. I have to have hanah from sudas Shabbos, but my mitzvah is not to eat challah. The ena mitzvah atzma chayiv. There's no chayiv to eat the challah, but that's the only way I can do the einik Shabbos. He's going to prove it to you. Imhu nehanim imashem is ana. What happens if a person enjoys fasting? His einik Shabbos is fasting. He technically doesn't have to eat, right? So since ein sarach lechel, he doesn't have to eat. As we already said in Resh Peches, Al Kain a moitzi acherim and ainim oichel imam. He therefore cannot be moitzi other people. So basically, it's a very, very big difference. When it comes to Kiddush, it's a total birchas hamitzvah, right? So even if I'm not having a no, I can make the bracha from you. When it comes to a moitzi be'etzem, it's a birchas hanahanan, because technically, there are people who don't have to wash. Kiddush is no such thing as not making Kiddush. Okay? Vim Kiddush ala pas, however, where would be the exception or the rule? If I'm being the Kaddish ala pas, oh, it's mighty, got mechsa mighty. In that case, if I walk into your house and you say, I don't want to make Kiddush, please make Kiddush for me, I also don't want to make hamaitzi, make hamaitzi. Then, if I'm making Kiddush on the bread, so then that hamaitzi is a bechas hamitzvah. The high bechas hamitzvah is a bechas bayar priya gofen. That is in place of the bayar priya gofen, like Kiddush ayayin dami, and therefore it's considered a bechas hamitzvah. Okay. But who's shayin yaydim? However, the Mechaber said we should only do this if the people don't know. The im yaydim le Kaddish batzvah, if the person knows how to make Kiddush himself, I cannot be mitzvah with my kiddush. Unless I'm also being yitzah. That's the mechaber shita. Even if you know how to make the bracha yourself, if I want, I could be mitzvah. As we explained, that we have these other achrayim that hold that even if you know how to make kiddush, I could be mitzvah. L'chatchila, if you know how to make kiddush yourself. And because I myself am not being yaitza now. However, they don't know how to make kiddush themselves. I spoke to the Rav. It's even if they do know how to make, but oftentimes they don't want to make kiddush. So then you could be yaitza. However, he tells us, so you have a woman who does not know how to make kiddush, almana, she doesn't make kiddush, and she goes to her neighbor to hear kiddush. And then she goes back home to eat. That's no good. You have to have kiddush from makom suda. So she would have kiddush next door. Then she goes home. That's not kiddush from makom suda. El yikonis achal abeis lekadosh v'nes. Somebody has to go to her house and make kiddush for her. Umahani zeh shu ain't mitzat to be kiddush. And he doesn't have to be mitzat kiddush. You can go back home and make kiddush. But you need to have the kiddush from makom suda. So this the almana will also have to have the kiddush from makom suda. Okay. Let's see the mechaber sif. Hey. Kasag einim, the einim right. Had and kiddush al makom suda. This rule that there is no kiddush unless you had suda. Afilo achal dava muat. I shasa kais yain shechayev al avbracha. Yatzi yedei kiddush. As long as you eat something, not that you have to eat your whole meal. As long as you eat something, we're going to see in a moment what that something is. It's not one bite. We'll see in a moment. Or you drank wine. Again, we'll have to see how much. Yatzi yedei kiddush from makom suda. You will yaitz v'gaim esudasa v'makom acha. You can finish your meal in someplace else. So, technically, okay, let's just finish up the sentence of the Mechaber. But dafka, we're talking about achal lechem. You have to eat some bread. We'll see. Or mezainis. Or shasa yayin. Or you drank wine. Avalacha peiris loy. Eating fruit is not good enough. So, I made kiddush and shul, and I ate a kezayis mezainis, okay? And now I come home. Technically, I do not have to make kiddush again. There is an inyan to make kiddush by your Shabbos table, but technically, I do not have to make kiddush again. Okay, there's definitely an inyan to make kiddush by the Shabbos where you're going to wash, and it's just a bari priyag often. Since you ate in shul, you definitely made a bracha achrayna. If you didn't make a bracha achrayna, it means you don't have our bracha achrayna cards. You should go down in a shul that has them, or you should come get them. Free plug for the free bracha achrayna cards for the tables. But if you come home, there's an inyan to make kiddush again by your table. You don't have to. You yaitza kiddush. If you made kiddush in shul and you ate some fruit, Not only were you not Yotze Kiddush, so you have to make Kiddush again, you were not allowed to eat that fruit, and you were now and your Kiddush was a bracha levatala, as we learned. Okay? So if I make Kiddush, I have to eat an achal davar muat, says the Mechaber. What that is, we'll see in a moment. Or drink wine. How much wine do I have to drink? We'll see that in a moment as well. Okay? Let's see the Mechaber. Muat al kaponim shir kezayis. It's not just a bite. Okay? To be Yotze Kiddush Shemakam Suda, I need to eat a kezayis. The high shachayiv olav. Bracha atavaikoi means that something that you are mechayev a bracha achreina, which is at least a kezayis bracha, and a shir revius. So, how much wine do I have to drink that the wine should be considered makom kiddush? After have to be, drink a revius. Now, here's the question: is that in total a revius or a revius besides the wine that I drank for kiddush? So, I made kiddush and I want to be yaitz of my kiddush or makom suda with wine. So, mezainis is very easy. I made kiddush, I want to be yaitz of mezainis or amaitzi. I have to eat a kezayis to be yaitz of kiddush or makom suda. I make kiddush. I want to be yotze my kiddush from makom suda with wine. I have to drink a revius. But is it a revius in addition to the wine I drank, the maloy lugmov that I drank for kiddush, or is it a revius with the maloy lugmov? So we'll have to see that. Shechayev lebracha chayne v'sasa mechabekan kedasa poiskim lebracha chayne tzarach shir revius dafka. Here the mechaber paskin that in order to be yotze bracha and make a bracha chayne, you need a revius. Even if you're going to say that you really don't need a revius, with regards to it should be yaitze kiddush makom suda, you need to have at least a revius. Okay. Now, the goyim sudasa makom acha, you can go ahead and finish your meal other places. You shouldn't leave and go eat someplace else without Birch Samazan. You don't have to make any finish. We're not going to go back to this. We learned a lot about this when we were going through Hilchas Brachas. If I change houses in the middle, do I have to go back? Can I make the Bracha Achrayna where I am? But we're not going to talk about that. But Makam Achav Hashem ain't Tzarech Levarach Oit Al Kais Kodem Shiyas. You don't have to make Kiddush again when you change places. The Kvar Yotzi, they Kiddush. You're ready, Yotzi. Kiddush. And then we said, it's not just wine, you also yaitzu with mezainis. If wine is a kiddush from makom suda, certainly a mezainis is kiddush from makom suda. Aval sheichar, ushar mashkin beer, and other drinks, afilim hayachamar medina, vilchamar medina, any yaitzu from makom suda. You're not yaitzu kiddush from makom suda. The kiddush from makom suda is either bread, mezainis, or wine. The loy side that lay for and it doesn't satisfy the hot like wine. But I am a chedusha agoyin Reb Kiva Ega, uber tois a shabbos yechichu, look into Reb Kiva Ega, the lekamer shaynim, ain a yoytzi a day kiddish b'makom suda a day kais yayin. They argue. They say that you're not yoytzi kiddish b'makom suda with wine. Al kein nirish ain lahaka b'zeh al mekai matchag. You should not be mekel on this unless it is a shas atchag. We mentioned yesterday one of the shas atchag could possibly be Pesach. Certainly, you should ask your local Orthodox rabbi before you make any such decision. But generally, it's better to rely on a mezainis for kiddush makom suda. You do have the rekivega and some that brings down some rishonim that holds that wine is not kiddush makom suda. But certainly, mechaber paskins that wine is a kiddush makom suda. Paris law, you can't be yaitze kiddush makom suda with fruit. The chamesh minim nikra mazon. When it comes to chamesh minim dagam, they are mazon. The yayin. And they satisfy. Fruit, even if you eat a lot of it, it's not a kasuda. They go to the chasen tish. They just have candies and dried fruits they used to have. Don't eat anything. If you're going to drink the whole cup that holds a revius, okay, the zemani rakla shaisa atzmai v'loy lacherim. You want to be yaitze kiddush makom suda. You have to drink the revius. The fact that the guy make I can be yaitze kiddush, and technically I don't have to taste the kiddush. I can be yaitze kiddush for you making kiddush. But kiddush makom suda, I can only be yaitze with me having a suda, which is either bread, mezainis, or wine. The fact that the guy who made the kiddush drank a revius doesn't take care of my kiddush makom suda. So if they don't have mezainis on the table or a cup of wine for you to drink, you can't taste anything at all. He does write that you could use fruit. The chol su the Shabbos that Shabbos keva is considered a keva. Ach, das hatur v'shulchan aruch ikka. Im cholish li biktas. What happens if somebody can't eat? Not can't eat. He's feeling he's feeling weak and he wants to eat. What does he do? Das ezachrein the yeshlis from shilta gebarim b'shachar. Then in the morning, you can be samech on the shilta gebarim with fruit. Again, this is a big b'di'evit. Ava b'layla b'vade ain't samech mechalok the shamer paiskim leisvira kavase, because the other paiskim do not agree with him. Okay, we will stop over here, and emiatz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the Ramah and the last piece in the Mishnah Berurah.